Video game publisher Riot Games is paying $100 million to settle a 2018 gender discrimination class action lawsuit. The maker of League of Legends will pay $80 million to current and former women employees and $20 million towards the plaintiff's legal fees. Riot, which is a subsidiary of Tencent, will also make workplace policy changes, including increasing pay scale transparency for job applicants and requiring a woman or member of an underrepresented community to be on hiring panels. Elon Musk's latest controversy goes a lot further than Twitter. His SpaceX is being criticized by China after two near-miss collisions between a Starlink satellite and the country's new space station. Beijing submitted a note to the United Nations Space Agency accusing the U.S. of irresponsible and unsafe conduct after Tiangong, the space station, had to maneuver to avoid crashing into a SpaceX satellite on two separate occasions in July and October. On Chinese social media platforms like Weibo, some users are calling for a boycott of Tesla. Apple closed 16 of its New York retail stores, including locations on the Upper West Side, Staten Island, and Bronx, according to Bloomberg, plus a couple of stores outside of the city. Shoppers will still be able to pick up online orders at the stores. The closures reportedly come as both a precautionary measure and a response to COVID cases among the staff. There are a handful of stores shut in other locations around the country as well. The reopening timeline is unclear. Likewise, Apple's return to office has been postponed indefinitely. And this news coming, Brian Sozzi, as we are watching those Apple shares. I believe they're still waning a little bit today. They're off by almost 1%. But of course, they closed at a record yesterday.
Yeah, I would say this bears monitoring, of course, Julie. I mean, Apple is still, at this point, is very online driven, but it is important to have these stores. You know, it has about 271 stores in the U.S., 50 over in China, two obviously very key markets for the company. But again, these are more halo type of retail establishments for an Apple where you can go in there and touch and feel the product. A lot of these products now are essentially ordered online and delivered to people's homes, or in this case, with New York, order online and you pick up in the store. It's not the same situation, I would argue, if a struggling retailer like that Gap closed all its stores or a good portion of its stores in the city or what's left there because of the Omicron variant.
Yeah, and we should mention we've been on $3 trillion watch for Apple. Around 182.85, 182.86 is where it would get to that level. So it's been falling back. It got as high, I believe, as 182.13 in intraday trading earlier in the month. So it didn't quite get to that level, but almost there. And it seems, you know, I think we were sort of flagging this, as you say, it bears watching. It doesn't seem like the perception is that this is going to cause any kind of sustained hit to revenue, but, you know, never say never in this environment. We don't know how long those stores are going to remain closed. One would think also that they would be helped by the change to the CDC quarantine guidance, for example, potentially. So we'll have to keep watching, as well as the data, the sort of initial preliminary data that we're getting out of South Africa, that the Omicron variant spreads quickly, but then the increases in cases do tend to drop off. So all of these things would seem to be positive signs, but we've seen positive signs before that haven't borne out, I guess.